Greetings, everyone, and a very warm welcome to another edition of Marketing the Invisible. I'm Tom Pollen, beaming out from the Sunshine Coast in Australia, joined today by another Aussie, Mariah McInnes. G'day, welcome to the show. Where are you hanging out?
Thank you so much, Tom, for having me. So yes, I am Australian, but I'm currently not in Australia at the moment. I'm dialing in from Bogota in Colombia. So that's where I'm currently hanging out in Colombia for the next few months.
Little birdie told me you're something about a nomad. You've traveled, grabbed a car and traveled around Australia for months on end, and now you've been skipping from one country to another overseas. Amazing lifestyle. Where else have you been apart from Colombia and Australia?
Yes. So yeah, we did Australia in the back of our SUV, not in any nice van, literally with a tent and an SUV. And then we headed to Europe. We did Europe for 3 months. We did Morocco for 1 month. And so we started a year ago in November. We did do Vietnam first, but that was just testing the waters a little bit, just a 2 week kind of holiday. And now we're in South America for 5 months. My partner's Colombian, so he's home at the moment in his home city. So we're exploring his homeland. And yet after that, we'll go to Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, and Chile, and then we'll fly back to Australia in about April next year. So, yeah.
All of us listening to you probably feel right now that our lives are incredibly boring compared to yours. But anyway, let's get on with the show. Folks, in addition to being a digital nomad, Mariah is the founder of Content Queen. She's a professional marketer. She has a very convenient or handy background in journalism and public relations, I should say. So she's used to articulating words in such a way that people are influenced, if you like, or their perceptions are changed. So it leads us nicely into the subject of the interview, which is how to build conversion and connection through your content. So Mariah, let's kick off. Question number one is, who's your ideal client?
Yeah, so my ideal client is the small business owner and entrepreneur who has now been turned into a little bit of a content creator. Because we start our business, we want to be visible, we start on social media and all the things. And now, boom, we're these like content creators and we're sort of just running around posting things on social media and we're not really sure what to do. So that is my ideal client.
Right. So a lot of people are aware that content can act as something of a honeypot to attract the hungry bee, the hungry bear, so to speak. But maybe they're not quite sure how to go about that, which is where you step in. Tell us, question two is, what's the problem you solve? Do you want to illuminate us a bit more on that?
Yeah. So I guess like what happens with this content creation process and what I found is it is the most time consuming marketing activity there is, because it is just, there's so much work that goes into content creation. I mean, Tom, you have a podcast, you get it. So I do help a lot with time. But one of the biggest problems that I solve is, yeah, this connection and conversion and brand awareness element that comes through strategic content. So not just creating content because we know we have to, doing it in a way that is intentional and strategic so that we can actually attract our ideal audience, get the eyes, get the traffic to our website or wherever our conversion happens, and then convert our client. And a lot of that comes down also to consistency, which I know is a problem that a lot of small business owners have because they're doing all the things and they don't have time to consistently show up on social media. So there's a few elements, a few problems that happen with content creation, and I try to eliminate all of that with one key thing, which I'm going to mention in this question four that you have for me, so people can stay tuned for that one, because that is what's going to help them.
Well, can you, all right, let's, well, excited to get to there. Can you tell us, and give us an example of being strategic, because I heard you, that makes perfect sense to me, but I've been doing marketing for more decades than I care to remember. So what, tell us what you mean by being strategic with your content.
Yeah. So when it comes to creating content, there's a few elements that go into strategy and being strategic. And I break it up into three parts, which is research, the strategy element, and the process. So there's more than just having a strategy, but basically what it is knowing what you're going to post, why you're going to post it, and when you are going to post it so that you can attract your ideal client. Now, this can come down to, okay, when are we launching, like aligning it with our sales? When are we selling? Like I did a poll out to my audience. Whose content marketing strategy or social media content is dictated by your sales plan? And everyone said no. And it was just such a shock to me. I was like, what do you mean?
So there's a complete disconnect between sales objectives and strategy and content creation.
Absolutely. Yeah. And even marketing objectives. Like I find that there's just, we're just posting stuff because, oh, that's fun or that's funny or I had a good idea. which is awesome. I love the creative process. But when there's no strategy, it just does not make sense and we're not intentional. And then those Sunday brunch posts on our feed or in our stories kind of just don't really make sense. And we're creating content for the sake of it.
Yeah, the post after the second glass of red wine. It's quite interesting you say that there's this disconnect, because even the very large organizations, we're talking multinational global organizations that I've consulted to, there's almost like a wall between marketing and sales.
Yeah.
But in small businesses, for different reasons, that wall exists as well. And consistency is a problem if you're posting a lot and you're not getting any response. So small business owners are going to be a heck of a lot more consistent if they pick up a new client every week in the content. They're going to be quite motivated. But if you just throw a blog post or podcast randomly and you do that for a few months and you don't get anything back, it's tempting to give up. So let's move on. I guess, question three, what are the symptoms of someone who's listening to this that might need to want to find out more about what you do? One of them we've already mentioned is they're hearing crickets, you know, nothing coming back for the content. Any other symptoms that would give people a heads up that they should be talking with you?
Yeah, they're burnt out. Like they are just like on the hamster wheel of content creation. They're a bit of a mule. I used this word the other day and everyone's like, oh my God, that's so funny. Like you're literally, or you're struggling to find that consistency to actually post, that motivation that you mentioned. And of course, as you said, crickets, low website traffic, all those things, no content going out at all. You know, there's a few of them.
Okay. So just for the sake of time, I'm going to skip question. Well, let's go to the thing you said there was a top tip. Let's go there. Rather than me just follow my questions, I want to get to that and then we'll finish off. What's the one big tip you were going to share, I think?
Yeah, well, having this strategy, actually sitting down and building out a strategy for your business that aligns with that sales plan.
Right.
You know, I had recently had people map out, you know, their 12-month sales plan roughly, and then we could map out when we could build marketing campaigns which align to what our content is going to be. I have one running at the moment and it is purely aligned to my sales goal and what I want to do in January. So having a strategy based off researching your content and your audience, building out when you're going to post, what you're going to post and why you're going to post it, and then a process. How are you going to do it? What days are you going to dedicate to content creation? Are you going to outsource it? How are you going to get accountability? So it's like my three kind of elements to a content strategy. But if you don't have a strategy, now is the time to get one.
Good stuff.
Right now.
Where can people find out more about your work and about this advice you're giving us?
Yeah. So my website, contentqueenmariah.com, there's a top banner that says, you know, my 7 steps to a content strategy. If you click that is a workshop, which I used to run live, but is now do it at your own pace because people were sick of waiting for it. That is at the very top of my website. It's not moving anywhere. So go there and you will learn what the 7-step process is to building your strategy. It's very easy.
Content Queen Mariah, top of the page, folks. I'm looking at it right now. Content Queen Mariah, right?
Yep. ContentQueenMariah.com.
And there's a free workshop. You can go get that and it'll lay all this out for you. I'm just going to put this in the show notes. Thank you for that. Last question. One question I should have asked you but didn't in 25 seconds. What's the answer and the question?
Well, what is one thing missing in people's content strategy? And the answer is storytelling. If you're not sharing stories, you can't captivate your audience and you can't connect with them and build conversion. Storytelling is a big part of my strategy.
Big one. Mariah McInnes, hope you enjoy Bogota, Colombia, and Ecuador and Peru and all the other places you're traveling to. Been a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for checking out our Marketing the Invisible podcast. If you like what we're doing here, please head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate us, and leave us a review. It's very much appreciated. And if you want to generate 5 fresh leads in just 5 hours, then check out www.5hourchallenge.com.